Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcometonow. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Sunday, November 14th, and we are very busy trying to help you make sense of everything going on in your own financial life. Sometimes you start with us by asking a question about one thing, and it turns into a conversation about something very different. That's fine. But when we have you with us on the line, it makes it easier to explore what else is going on. And often with financial matters, often with money stuff, the thing that gets the most attention, the bright, shiny object, can be investments or retirement date. But there may be other things that you might not be considering. And so if you come on the air with us, we might be able to uncover that, which is why we really encourage it. So if you've got a financial question, just go to jillonmoney.com. Click on the contact button. Tell us, I want to come on the air. Mark will do the rest. Today, we are talking to Natasha, not Boris, just Natasha from Dallas. Hi, Natasha. How can we help you out?
Hi. First of all, love the podcast. I have been binging it for the last couple weeks since I discovered it. And I'm really just glad to be talking to you because I need some help.
Well, thank you. That's a nice intro. I'll take it.
I am pretty early in my career. I am 27 years old. I've been working for 5 years. And I, you know, through your podcast, I've heard of the FIRE movement. It's really been got me thinking about what I want to do with my career. And I'm wondering if I'm saving in the right way to have potential flexibility down the road. Right now, I'm, you know, at a high-paying job. And I think I might want to go into something like teaching, maybe in my 40s, if I can afford to. So I'm wondering how to make that happen for me.
Great. Okay. So Natasha, first starting with, you're 27 years old. How much do you earn right now?
I make $100,000, but I will make $115,000 at the end of 2 years. I'm through a program at work where I get constant raises every 6 months. So I should make around $115,000 in the near future.
Any debt that you graduated from college with, that something that you've assumed since then even?
No debt.
I love that. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about rent? Do you rent or own, or is that something that you think about? Would you rather put yourself in a position to own something? What's going on your living arrangements?
Yeah, so right now I'm living at home, so I don't have any rent or living expenses, which is pretty sweet. But in a year, I'm going to be renting. And I think that'll be pretty pricey because I'd like to just live by myself
and not
have a roommate.
Yeah. I know. You know, when people say, like, what is it that you want to spend money on? I would say, even if it were a teeny tiny hovel, if it's just mine, I'm with you.
Yes, I know. I don't want to deal with roommates. I've done that.
I know, really. And you know, it's great that you're living home. It's funny because I think that, you know, you're making a ton of money. You're probably socking a lot of money away. But when mm-hmm. you do rent, what type of rent range are we looking at?
I'm thinking something around... this is going to sound bad, but something around $2,000, including utilities, bills, all of those things that come with the rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound bad. I'm from New York. You can't scare me.
I know. That's a good point.
Right now at work, do you have a retirement plan?
I do. So I've been working for the last 5 years. I've socked away in my 401k, which includes employer matching, $100,000.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's fantastic. And how about outside of retirement? Any savings?
Yeah, so I have a, I have a brokerage account, just an investment account that I am taxed on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got $90,000 in there. And then I should also mention I have a Roth IRA that's personal, not through work, that has $25,000.
You're rocking it, Natasha. I'm telling you right
awesome.
Now, you're doing great. Where are the Roth and the non-retirement brokerage accounts held?
So the Roth is held at Fidelity,
mm-hmm.
And then the non-retirement investment is at TD Ameritrade.
Oh, TDA. Yep, TDA. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay, so both are fine. Do you prefer one platform to the other in general or not?
I do. I actually do prefer Fidelity because everything else is in there. My 401k is in there, my HSA. So maybe I should roll my TDA account to
yeah,
Fidelity?
Probably.
Yeah.
Just to make
okay.
it easy. Look, it doesn't matter really. So if you're listening and you love TD Ameritrade, if you said to me, I love TD Ameritrade, I just said whatever platform you like, sometimes it's easier to manage from one interface. I find it, if whatever's easier and works for you, then do it. And
yeah.
the only thing is that you just have to ensure that what you're holding in that brokerage account can also be held in a Fidelity brokerage account. My guess is yes, but just in case there's something that can't be, you just want to make sure you understand that before you make the transition, okay?
Right, okay.
Are you putting in the maximum into your 401k right now?
I'm not. I'm hitting about $15,000 a year, and that's including the employer matching.
Okay. All right, that's fine, because you're also doing, are you doing the Roth every year?
I am, yeah. I'm maxing that out.
So you're doing a great job. And then how much is going into this non-qualified brokerage account, you know, either annually or monthly, or does it happen sporadically? I don't know how you fund it.
Yeah, it's pretty sporadic. If I get a bonus at work, I'll usually throw it in there. Or if I just have extra money in my savings, it tends to be between $1,000 and $2,000 a month, though.
Okay, so that money, that could be the money that starts to go away once you have to rent. What I would suggest is this. I think you're doing a great job. Before you finish the year out and before you start renting, I'd love for you to just have a nice emergency reserve fund. Do you usually hold that reserve fund in the brokerage account or in a bank or somewhere else?
Yeah, I have that through a bank. And so I have 6 months of living expenses in there.
Great. So you maybe just want to put a little bit more in there before you start renting, just in case you have to pay a couple of months up front in rent or,
okay.
you know, right, 1 month in a security deposit. There will clearly be some moving costs. You'll buy a few things, not a lot. You'll make it cheap. You'll go to IKEA. You and your friends mm-hmm. will make yourselves crazy. You'll have a glass of wine. You put the furniture together. It'll never fit. It will never be the right thing. It's okay. This is what I would do. I think you're doing a fantastic job, and I think you are well on your way to cranking and actually being in a position to do something different in 15 years from now. Of course, your life could change
okay.
a million times, right? You might fall
right.
in love and be like, oh, we're moving to Bora Bora. Okay, fine. But for now, I would keep doing exactly what you're doing, which is I like the $15,000 in the 401k, the $6,000 in the Roth IRA, and then you can let the brokerage account just sort of keep clicking along. Once you start renting, you'll get a better sense of your cash flow, and maybe your salary will rise, and maybe you'll be able to put more money in that non-qualified brokerage. But we have to get through that first hurdle, which is you're going to rent, your cash flow is going to change a little bit, and then you can reassess and say, okay, is there actually any other money that I can put into this brokerage account? Should I be doing something different? I like you building up that non-retirement brokerage account because you might need to tap into that
mm-hmm.
if you really wanted to do something different down the line, because you won't be 59 and a half. You're going to be doing something well before that time. So I think you're doing a fantastic job. I think that you can keep reassessing and give us a holler back. Just be sure that as you go forward, that, you know, you keep checking in with yourself. Is this really the best thing? Do I have the right allocation? All those questions that you can ask yourself, but you sound to me to be in fantastic shape. If you want to be more like Natasha, and who doesn't, I encourage you to go to our website, JillOnMoney.com, and just click that contact button. While you're there, you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. How about that? So easy to do. Check out all the content. Everything is there on the website, JillOnMoney.com. Please do something nice for someone else today. And remember our mantra, grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.